Now, 25 years ago this week, a very special show was taking to the stage in Waterford City. It was Pentimenti, and it was penned by the late, great Brian Flynn, his first original musical. And the keeper of the archives here in WLR, Ray Coakley, was going through some archive material, and he found this for me. This is an interview with the late, great Biddy McCarty, the late, great Brian Flynn, and the lyricist of the piece, Damien Slattery, and it aired back on the morning after the dress rehearsal all those years ago, 25 years ago this week. So I'm going to play it for you now. A lovely bit of nostalgia, and then we're going to take a song from Pentimenti straight after. It's the one that you all know, History Book. Do settle back, enjoy, and listen to the voices of a couple of legends.
Where the region talks. On WLR-FM, this is Daisha AM with Billy McCarthy.
Well, it has been much threatened, and it has finally arrived. Tonight, the curtain goes up on Pentimenti. It is a first for Waterford, if not a first for Ireland. A musical drama written by our own Brian Flynn, and also directed and produced by him. The lyricist is Damien Slattery. Brian Flynn and Damien Slattery join me now in studio. Good morning to you both.
Good morning, Billy.
Morning.
How do you feel at this point? The preview yesterday, Brian?
We're very nervous. If you can imagine a melting pot of nerves, excitement, tension, anger, sadness, happiness, put them all into one big melting pot, and that's how we feel. We had two previews, as you said yesterday, and everything that we had for the show went on in the first preview. Thus, it lasted nearly 3.5 hours, including all the delays. We tightened it up at tea time yesterday, and we had a much better show last night. Actually, while I'm on the previews, could I just thank the audiences that attended yesterday for their patience and understanding, and they really got behind the show.
You got a standing ovation.
We got a standing ovation last night, yeah. So we've been working on it throughout the night, and we're at a meeting. We've just come out of a meeting now, so we're actually tightening it up again, and we hope that everything will be set for 8 o'clock tonight.
Now, you're talking epic here. This isn't something terribly small. This is something on a big...
This is very large dimensions. All right. In fact, if we'd known it was only as large, we probably wouldn't have done it. But it does demand... it's a broad canvas work. Very, very large. And it's also full of... It's very eclectic. There's music hall music in it. There's grand opera at some stages in it. So it's a mishmash of everything. But it is a 90s musical. I can't stress that. And it's very modern show as well. There isn't much use of blackouts and the usual things you expect to happen when a scene changes. This should be seamless. It should be. Mm-hmm. So we're still working on it to make it seamless.
Break several legs and cross everything that you can possibly cross. Why this theme? And just explain, just remind our listeners what the theme
why the theme? Well, Damien will tell you exactly what the word means because he does a better version than me. I usually stutter.
Pentimenti.
Pentimenti, Italian word. It's an artistic term, a reference for the application of paint onto a canvas. You put your paint down your picture, and it's lovely, and you think it's lovely, and it's a picture of a meadow or something. And then later on, then you're running, you've no more canvas, or you don't like the painting anymore. So you paint over it again. You paint another picture over it. But in time, if the paint pigment is cheap. It takes a number of years now. We're talking about 50, 60 years, but it does. It begins to come through, and we saw that as a metaphor for the dissolution of the Jewish culture. At the very start.
So it's a Holocaust based drama?
No, it's not a Holocaust. The Holocaust provides a background. We deal with a work camp called Sobibor, and the true life event that happened there with the escape.
True story.
Yes, but then everything else is whimsical, totally whimsical. But it's only the backdrop. Mm-hmm. So it's not. We can't possibly deal with the Holocaust. For God's sake, it's a musical. You can't have Betty the Butcher from Waterford playing. Somebody who was in the middle of. This is ridiculous. Yeah. And also, it'd be tasteless as hell. And the big thing that we were both conscious of, was that we're not Jewish. And specifically, you really have to have a Jewishness about you. It's a very ethnic thing.
Okay, but why choose this two Irish fellas doing a musical drama?
Why not?
I was looking for something
As you say, it's a bit divorced from your roots, but go on anyway.
I was just looking for something that had something that would be, number one, a tearjerker, something with an epic background to it, something that I love musicals, particularly modern musicals, whereby you've got a group of people in events that are completely beyond their control, and you pick a load of characters and you put them into something like the epic background that was 1935 Germany. and put a story in there. Right. And that allowed me to write music then for 40, 50 people in a chorus.
In difference to you, though, because Brian had this idea, and at the time I thought, he's obviously out of his mind. And
you weren't the only one.
Oh, yeah. And I felt, oh, my God, this is... And then he was trying to, all the time trying to articulate to me, no, what I'm looking for is... But he was never really clear enough. I wasn't really clear enough on what I'm getting his message. And then really, one day I said, oh, he's looking for Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
That's what he's
looking
for.
Adventure story.
So yeah. then we thought, and this is what Pentapenti is. Hopefully.
Okay, there's over 100 people involved. It's costing you $100,000 to put it on for just this week.
Yeah.
Probably more.
Okay. No, it's a bit less than that, about 80 grand.
About yeah. 80 grand. Now, that for a small local show, I don't mean that in any negative sense, is a huge financial burden.
It's a huge financial burden, but we've managed to, the committee have managed to raise the money. And of course, as we know, it's a Red Kettle co-production. So between Arts Council funding through Red Kettle, we've been able to put it on.
Now, you have hopes, if not nay ambitions, for this show.
Yeah, we would hope. Like, I'm not really thinking beyond next Sunday night at the moment, because I just want to get the thing up tonight. But hopefully in time, maybe it would go on to go on somewhere else, you know, to maybe be toured or whatever. And definitely, if this doesn't go on to do anything, I'm sure a lot of the people in it, and even the likes of Damien and people, will go on to work in musicals. I think it sort of opened up a can of worms that now we've shown that, yes, you can start from scratch with a new musical and write.
Well, I deliberately didn't go to the previews last night because I'm really looking forward to tonight.
Great.
As
hope
most
enjoy
other people
it.
Are. The run is from tonight until
Saturday night.
Saturday night. And then you hope to take it, as I said.
We do.
There might be a tour.
That's right.
Maybe Dublin, London.
Yeah, we're hoping
we don't know.
Off Broadway.
Billy, we're already off Broadway. We are off Broadway right now.
Okay, Damien Slattery, lyricist, and Brian Flynn, librettist and director-producer of Pentimenti. To all of you, break several legs tonight. I'm sure it's going to be absolutely spectacular.
Thanks a million.
You heard them on Monday's Day Shade.
Thanks.
To be in our history book, I was there in our history book. Was written by someone who didn't know me, so couldn't remember how me used to be. I was there, unaware, I was history.
Don't laugh at a history book. I felt love in a history book. I was smitten by someone who didn't love me. I paid for it dearly, the pain came for free. I was there with despair, being history. I died in a history book. No one cried in a history book. I was slaughtered at 20 and millions the same. My funeral happened and nobody came. That was me, don't let me be just
birthday and my life just flew.
Check the obituaries, I'm in there too.
Me in the papers, looking for love.
Soon I'm your ancestor,
the chief I'm born.
Me, I'm a memory fading away.
I'm of a poet and I'm of a play.
Look,
here's my diary, I will live on.
Someone remember me after I'm gone.
I'm not recorded on anyone's list, so does that mean that I didn't exist?